翻开撒母耳记下。
Let's open to Second Samuel.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们看到撒母耳。
We see Samuel.
啊，这个撒母耳记的这个大卫。
We see that David in Second Samuel.
他在整个的啊当王的时候。
When he became the king.
开始一些啊夺太平安。
Try to have rest in the nation. In the land.
开始一些生命里面碰到安逸的时候。
And see the things that he encountered.
很容易犯的一些错误。
Because of the peace in the land.
那么表示呢，他啊这个穿戴的这一个啊君王的权力的时候呢。
So meaning that when he succeeded in the throne.
他就没有像过去一样，在这一个牧羊的过程当中。
So he was not like when he was shepherding before.
他像一个牧羊人一样。
Like a shepherd.
保护羊群的生命。
And protecting the life of the flock.
那么现在呢，我们看见呢，我们开始的时候，大卫在整个安顿好的时候，
We see how David had come to rest.
我们看到他善待这个大卫家的里面的人。
And he treated well the family of Saul.
特别是他不认识的这一个约拿丹的孩子。
Especially the son of Jonathan.
米非波设。
Mephibosheth.
啊，这一个人呢，啊，这个瘸腿的。
He was a lame.
在逃难奔跑的时候，他孩子摔断了。
So when he was fleeing, he broke his legs.
那么这个瘸腿的人呢，他却是一个没有权柄的。
This lame person had no authority.
虽然正在一个王室的家庭里面。
Even though he is of the royal household.
那个时候只不过是以色列刚刚建国。
It was just a time that Israel was,
年下来都在打仗。
After a few years of wars.
并没有一个真正的城堡。
But there was no true fortified city.
当他们讲到在某某的这个所谓的这一个啊祭司城。
So when we talk about the city of priests.
其实是没有所谓的城墙的。
There's no actual wall.
只是一个地区。
It's just a region.
那里面啊有一些的这一个啊屏障。
So there were some forts.
并不是像那有筑到一个很大的墙这样子起来。
So even though it's a stronghold, it's not like a strong wall.
我们看到四世纪里面。就是一个颠沛流离的时间。
So we see in Book of Judges a time.
扫罗当王的时候
，When Saul became king.
在建造这个国度的过程当中
，In the process of building up the kingdom.
跟非利士人有许多的征战。
He fought the Philistines many times.
当然，他其实可以很好的征战。
Because he could have fought well.
有约拿丹
，He had Jonathan.
有大卫
，He had David.
但是他选择了嫉妒大卫。
He chose to be jealous or envy David.
那么选择把一个勇士赶出去成为他的敌对。
So he kicked out a warrior and became his enemy.
这是何等没有智慧的一个王。
This lack wisdom.
我们看到如果他能够为我们所用。
If he could have been used by us.
那么这一个整个的以色列国就会强盛起来。
The country of Israel would have been strong.
但却是有勇敢的能力把一个勇士给赶出去。
But he had the courage to drive out a warrior.
却没有那样宽广的心能够接纳一个神所预备好的勇士。
He did not have a gracious heart to receive this strong warrior.
扫罗的失败
in David's time,
给我们一些警戒。
David's warnings.
大卫的失败
David's
failure.
It's even more so.
第九章里面我们看到大卫善待这个耶拿丹的孩子。
So we see in chapter 9 that David treated well the son of Jonathan.
这个米非波设在大卫的面前一点地位都没有。
So in front of David, Mephibosheth had no position of any kind.
大卫根本不知道有米非波设这个人。
David didn't even know there is a person Mephibosheth that existed.
他是问扫罗的这个仆人这个洗巴。
So he had to ask a Saul's servant Ziba.
啊，这个扫罗家还有没有人？
If there was anyone left in the house of Saul,
我要照神的慈爱恩待他。
He went to treat them well.
啊，洗巴对王说，还有耶拿丹的一个儿子是瘸腿的。
So Ziba said, answered the king that there was a son, a Jonathan. His name is Mephibosheth.
我们看到呢，他在哪个地方呢？那个他在这个罗底巴米。
So he was at in Lodibar.
这个罗底巴呢
？A Lodibar
就是没有草的这个平原。
It's a plain without grass.
那么这个名字其实他在哪里呢？他在这一个没有草的平原里面。
Where was he? He was in a plain with no grass.
是在一个没有草的平原，怎么能够吃得饱足呢
？How could he feed himself?
那么在这样子的一个过程当中，这个 这个大卫呢接纳了这个孩子。
So from this from this situation, he brought him to.
也看见了耶稣基督对我们的爱。
We see also Jesus' love for us.
那么大卫真的有耶和华的那个慈悲的心。
So David had the mercy of a heart of mercy from the Lord.
他没有想到过去扫罗追他，让他这个晚上睡觉不得安宁。
He forgot how Saul mistreated him that he couldn't even have rest at night.
还要在很多的敌人的面前装疯卖傻的那个过程。
He also had to pretend to be mad before the enemies.
他没有计算人的恶。
He did not keep any records of wrongs.
他却想到要如何善待扫罗一家的人。
All he wanted to think about was to treat well the household.
很多人他们对于这一个方向里面的解释是大卫其实是用政治的手段。
Some people explain that this is just a political maneuver.
事实上，如果他了解大卫整个的这个生命的过程，他就不会这么样写。
So if they had understood the process of David's life, they would not have thought this way.
这是大卫对于扫罗家的一个关爱。
This is David's love for the household of Saul.
那么被解读成政治的一种操弄。
Yet it was explained into a political maneuvering.
这个难免在这个社会上里面常常因为政治的对立。
So and it's unavoidable in society because of political division.
为了选举的口号。
So they would have all kinds of name calling.
都会做出一些不明智的判断。
They would do things that really have no wisdom.
那么我们看到很多的人在读大卫的这个时候，那想到的是什么？想到他因为要使这一个便雅悯支派的人呢归顺到大卫的时候。
They think a lot of people think that David did it so that the Benjamites would return to him.
那个时候已经归顺了。
Of course, at that time they already turned back to him.
他想要的是怎么样？一心一意的。
What he wanted was a unity in mind.
所以难免会做出一些想象，说这个是大卫在做一些政治的操弄。
So these people would think that David is using political tricks.
如果是这样子的话，大卫就不是一个合神心意的人。
If it were so, he would not be a man after God's heart.
其实大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Since he's a man, it's up to God's delight.
开始的时候，他对于这一个扫罗不杀神的受膏者。
So in the beginning, he did not kill Saul, the anointed of the Lord.
之后，对于神的受膏者的一家的一个恩待。
So he even treated well the household of the anointed one.
这其实呢，都是对于神的尊敬。
It's all to honor the Lord.
对于神的敬畏。
And also fear of God.
那么这样子的一个敬畏才是大卫真正的一个心智。
This is a true heart of David to fear God.
当我们看到这一个第十章以后
，So we see after chapter 10,
有问题来临了。
Then the problem came.
当我们看到第九章里面讲到的这一个大卫的恩待
，So in chapter 9 talks about David treating the family well.
第十章里面呢，此后亚门人的王死了，他的儿子哈嫩接续他做王。
So in chapter 10, the king Ammonite died, and his son Hanun succeeded him as king.
亚门人呢，曾经跟这个大卫里面有一些互不侵犯的条约。
So the Ammonites had made a treaty with David.
不是大卫在当王的时候。
But not when he was king.
是大卫在颠沛流离的时候。
When David was fleeing.
但大卫当王了以后呢
？But after David became king.
他对亚门王呢，他还是有这样，还是有一些关系的。
He still has some relationship with the king of Ammon.
那么他底下的人呢？他的孩子是不是对于大卫是这么样子的看重呢
？But his people and his son did not treat him the same way.
你以前只不过是一个被踢来踢去的一个狗。
You were just a dog that was kicked left and right.
现在竟然可以跟我平起平坐。
Now how you dare to be in the same position to make covenant with me?
或许呢，他的这个情势的判断错误，他的军力可能大过于大卫。
Or maybe they miscalculated that their military might was bigger than David's.
或是他的一些臣子呢，在那个地方给他的说明。
Or maybe some of his own people tried to persuade him.
以至于他听了臣仆的话语。
So he listened to his people.
跟这一个大卫交恶。
And tried to go against David.
我们就看见这个本来呢，这个大卫对于这个哈嫩，这个善待这个哈嫩。
In the beginning, he treated Hanun well.
但是呢，他却是怎么样啊？他却不领这个情。
But Hanun didn't receive this kindness from David.
以至于呢，我们就看到呢，亚门人呢就跟这个亚兰人一起怎么样联合起来要攻打大卫。
So the Ammonites aligned themselves with Arameans to fight David.
约押是当时的一个大元帅。
So Joab was a king, I mean a commander at that time.
他说我们都当刚强, 第十二节。
So in verse 12, Joab was a commander. He said we should be strong.
为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。
It was fine, fight for the country.
愿耶和华凭他的旨意而行。
So may the Lord do what is good in his sight.
这句话非常的重要。
So this is very important, verse 12.
我们曾几何时我们成为神国度里面的人。
So those of us who are in the kingdom.
我们如何成为一个刚强。
How do we be strong?
为神的诚意做大丈夫。
To fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God.
神要建造的一个国度。
The kingdom that God wants to build.
我们刚强起来做大丈夫。
We need to be strong, be brave men.
然后后面怎么呢？愿耶和华凭着他的旨意而行。
Then what happened? Then the Lord will do what is good in His sight.
表示呢，我刚强做大丈夫呢，不是按着我自己的看见。
In other words, I'm strong and brave not because what I.
我还得要看神怎么样子的带领。
But how God leads.
不是自己主观性的看见。
It's not by my own view.
而是神真正的与我们同在。
By God truly with us.
因此呢，我们看到。他在这样子讲这句话语，安定很多百姓的心。
So when he said this, he really set a lot of people's heart in.
这一段话会被记载出来，是因为他讲的是合乎神的心意。
He said this and was recorded because it was up to God's heart.
不管是我们个人的感受也好，或是侍奉的经历也好
，Maybe it's our personal will or it's from the experience of serving.
我们因着耶和华的话语而行的时候
，But when we walk according to the word of the Lord.
耶和华为我们征战。
The Lord will fight a battle for us.
如果我们是用我们自己的方法去做的时候
，If we do things according to our own ways,
想说神会与我们同在
，In thinking that God is with us,
其实我们是单打独斗。
We actually fighting alone.
我们如果发现到是自己的智慧在做事的时候
，If we found out that we are doing things according to our own wisdom,
跟神与我们同在是完全不一样。
It's so different from having God with us.
到了十一章。
In chapter 11,
第十章我们看到胜利了。
So in chapter 10, we see the victory.
一直胜利的当中呢，使整个大卫呢一个放心的让约押去做一些事情。
So when he saw the victory, David gave his reign to Joab to do things.
这个约押的确是一个政治这个战争的常才。
So Joab truly was a good warrior.
所以当时为什么大卫没有将约押给他马上给他杀掉？
That's why David did not command that Joab be killed.
这是一个军事的将领。
This is a commander.
因此呢，大卫可以，他又很听大卫的话。
And also he listened to David.
他做这样的一个工作。
Yeah, the work he did.
使大卫可以不用亲阵站在战线里面。
So David did not have to go to the front line himself.
但也就是这样。
But because of this.
我们没有每一次去亲力亲为的时候呢
So if we don't experience the danger ourselves
慢慢呢就在安逸的当中度过
So we live in the rest
当我们在安逸的当中度过的时候呢
When we have peace
我们就看到大卫也就在这一个过程的当中
In this process David
我们来看到第十一章第一节到第二节
Let's look at the chapter 11 verse 1 to verse 2
过了一年到列王出战的时候
In the spring at the time when kings go off to war
大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列众人出战
David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army
这个时候他不是亲自征战了、啊、
So this time David did not go himself
率领比如在王宫里面点兵
So he just commanded the numbers
好搬送他们出去
So he sent them out
让他们去打仗
To fight the wars
大卫就没有亲自出去打仗
David did not go himself
那么我们就看到这样子的一个情况
Under the circumstance
那么大卫平安到什么程度
So how much peace David had
第二节里面
Verse 2
一日
One evening
太阳平息大卫从床上起来
And David got up from his bed
他表示他睡了很久了
So I mean he slept for a long time
一日太阳平息
So on one evening,
那么在王宫里的平顶上游行
So he was walking around the roof of the palace
看见一个妇人沐浴
And he saw a woman bathing
容貌甚美
The woman was very beautiful
那这个距离也应该不太远
So this distance should not be that far
能看到容貌啊，这个已经看不太远了
So you can see how beautiful a woman was He could not be that far from her
因为太远怎么可以看到容貌多美呢
So if he was very far How could he have seen her
那是模糊的
So it would have been somewhat unclear.
那我们看到呢，这一个是大卫他失败的一个开始。
This is the beginning of David's failure.
他以前呢，这个羊呢被叼走的时候。
So when the sheep was or the flock was taken
away, 他可以为羊舍命。
He would have sacrificed for the flock.
啊，那个是牧羊人。
That was a shepherd.
现在当君王了。
Now as a king,
不一样了。
It's different.
啊，君王的时候哪里不一样了呢
？What's the difference between him and
the king? 这个是我的。
This is mine.
那一个是我的。
And that also is mine.
他就想要拿到他自己想要的。
He wanted to take things up for himself.
因此呢，君王的时候呢，他就怎么样？派乌利亚去征战。
So he sent Uriah to the war.
我们就看到他故意去让他到最危险的地方。
So he sent him to the most dangerous areas of the war.
犯了扫罗的问题。
And he seemed just like Saul did.
扫罗想要让大卫被非利士人杀死。
So Saul wanted David to be killed by Philistines.
就开出一些很危险的条件。
So gave him very dangerous conditions.
要把他的女儿嫁给他。
But also gave his daughter to him.
让大卫去为他征战。
So that David will fight for him.
没想到大卫这个不只拿了一百个这个非利士的羊皮。
He didn't realize that not only David was able to take 114
of Philistines. 超过了扫罗的要求，拿了200个羊皮回来。
Beyond Saul's asking, he brought able to bring back 200 foreskins.
这个是一个极重的代价。
This is a very heavy price.
也是在当时征战当中很重要的聘礼。
So this is also a sign of all the
我们看到
evidence of war.
扫罗呢，他是任意而为。
So we saw that Saul did as he willed.
大卫。这个时候也犯了这样子的毛病。
David also sinned the same way.
让乌利亚去很远的地方征战。
Let Uriah to go to a far place to fight.
然后授权给约押，告诉他说这个问题。那约押当然知道这个大卫的意思。
And then he sent Joab, commanded Joab, of course Joab knew what he was doing.
乌利亚被杀了以后呢，他就告诉这个使者如何去告诉大卫。
So.After Uriah died, he told the messenger to tell David.
其实那一些呢都是很合理的解释啊。这个乌利亚呢不是被陷害，我们不敢去征战救他，而是怎么样，在无意当中被杀死的。
So they make it some reasonable that they did not try to save Uriah, but he was in a great danger, so he died.
我们都占尽了保护的作用。
So they use all means to protect.
啊，以前呢不是有一个人攻城的时候呢，那石头一扔下来，不小心就扔到他，他就刚好死掉了。
Remember that in the past there was a millstone that was thrown down and the person died.
那么大卫当然也安慰那个使者，跟他回去跟约押讲，这个刀要杀到谁，这个谁能够认定呢
？So David also tried to comfort the messenger.
大卫当然知道他的计划计谋已经成功了。
So David knew that his plan succeeded.
这是因为这一个别示巴呢，这一个怀孕了以后呢，他想要遮掩这些丑陋。
So after Bathsheba gave birth, he tried to cover all the shame.
那我们看到呢，这一个是犯罪的一个开始。
We see that this is the beginning of sinning.
那么罪呢，就如同泥沼一样。
So sin is like a pit.
往前行只会越陷越深。
It's like a deep pit that keeps sinking deeper and deeper.
我有停止脚步，回转到神的面前来。
Only by stopping and turn back to the Lord.
那么我们看到是大卫他做的一些工作。
So we see the work that David did.
不但谋杀人家的丈夫。
Not only he killed the murdered the wife.
抢夺人家的妻子。
And also took away the wife.
过去的大卫是为羊舍命。
In the past, David was one who sacrificed for the flock.
现在君王的大卫跟牧羊人的大卫是不一样的。
The king, David as a king is different from David as a shepherd.
君王的这一个是怎么样？他是怎么样？他可以要这个臣民供他这一个税金、一切等等的食物。
So, as a king, he has authority to tax people.
我们看到这是完全不一样的。
This is different.
因此十二章里面，约拿单、拿单就进来。
So in chapter 12, Nathan came into the scene.
神就告诉大卫的罪。
So God told David his sin.
拿单呢一进来的时候
，So when Nathan came in,
用一些比喻
，He used a parable.
这些比喻里面呢，当然让大卫非常生气。
Of course, he angered David.
说，哎，这个很不合理。
He said, "This is really not right."
那么拿单就跟他讲，那个不合理的妇人就是你。
And Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
那么当然大卫就自认为有罪了。
So David also confessed his sin.
他知道他自己犯了一个问题。
He knew he did something wrong.
他没有用王的高度。
He did not use his position as king.
杀了这个先知。
To kill this prophet.
那他不一样，跟扫罗不一样的地方。
This is the difference between him and Saul.
扫罗怎么样？因为用王的权力杀了耶和华的祭司。
That he used his authority. Saul used his authority to kill the priest of the Lord.
大卫呢，对拿单呢所讲的话，他知道这是神告诉他的。
But Nathan knew the words because the Lord told him.
大卫说：“我有罪了。”
And David said, "I've sinned."
啊，这一段在圣经里面很轻描淡写的带过去。
It was a simply, just a word.
然后拿单就跟他讲什么呢
？But what did Nathan say to him?
耶和华赦免你的罪。
That the Lord has forgiven your sin.
那表示怎么样？这个是大卫真实的回转到神的面前。
It tells us that this is a true repentance on David's part.
他没有这一个啊。用王的高度里面
He did not use his position as king
所有的臣民所有的臣民的孩子妻子都是我的
And he didn't say all the children wife of the city are mine
你有什么这一个啊？有什么王不可以拿的呢
Is there anything that a king cannot take
那么我们看到呢在十二章第八节里面
We see in chapter 12 verse 8
耶和华跟大卫讲的话语
What the Lord said to David,
我将你主人的家业赐给你。
I gave your master's house to you.
将你主人的妻子交在你怀里。
Your master's wife into your arms.
又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。
I gave you the house of Israel and Judah.
你若还以为不足
，and if all this had not been,
我早就加倍地赐给你。
Well, I would have given you even more.
这句话很难解释
This is very hard to explain.
但是因为如果明白当时的社会的风气跟习惯的时候
But if you understand the custom and the ways of the society at that time
我们就不难了解这个主人就是指扫罗
So we will know that this master that was Saul
这个扫罗本来是王
The Saul was originally a king
现在这个主人的家业就归给谁呢归给了这一个大卫
And that this house now been given to David
那么在过去里面所有王这个继承以后那个王妃呢可以怎么样可以让这一个第二个继承的王里面啊让他享用
So the concubines of the first king could have been given to the
所以这里面讲到说将你主人的妻子交在你的怀里
And also your master's wives into your arms
啊这个你若还以为不足
If you think this was enough
我们看到呢这个大卫的后宫的妻妾众多
So we know afterwards that he had a lot of concubines
他何苦去抢别人家的妻子呢
Why he needed to take somebody else's wife
因此呢我们就看到这样子的一个问题呢就是在大卫在一个很安宁的过程的当中
We see this problem arose because there was great peace in his time
我们有时候逆向思考一下
So if we really think the opposite ways
如果经常在一个苦难的里头
If we are constantly in hardship
如果我们能够在不是这个要自己在征战的过程的当中
It's not because we are struggling personally
常常有一些警惕
There will be warning after warning
我们就可能不会犯这种任意妄为的罪
Then we will not do such a willful, a sinful thing
但是多少时候我们是在平安的过程的当中
But many times when we had peace
我们内心的那个骄傲起来了
And the pride in us rises
那个骄傲明雅的时候很难看出来
So when the pride actually becomes mature it's hard to see
当成型的时候成为一个罪就难以自拔了
So when we actually act it out it's a sin and we cannot extract ourselves from it
那么我们看到整个十二章里面呢拿单回去呢耶和华击打乌利亚妻子给大卫所生的孩子
We see that in chapter 12 then the Lord struck down the child that Uriah's wife had given birth to
直到最后呢，这个八四八呢，这个呢，都是讲到是怎么样，是乌利亚的妻子。
Until the end, Bathsheba was also remembered as the wife of Uriah.
并没有讲到大卫的妻子。
Was not mentioned as David's wife.
都讲到乌利亚的妻子。
Was mentioned as Uriah's wife.
八四八
Bathsheba.
这个呢，就是神给大卫里面呢，给我们这个历史上的一个教训里头。
So this is the lesson that God has given to us from David.
给我们看到一个很大的警惕
yeah, this is a great warning to us
那么我们看到这一个当这一个大卫为他的孩子来祈求进食
So when we saw David fasted for his son
让他的仆人非常看不懂
But confuses servants
当他孩子还没死的时候，他在那个地方禁食，不愿意吃饭。
So he, when he was fasting for his son, he did not want to
在神的面前恳求神。
And he was seeking the Lord.
但是孩子死了。
But when the child died,
这个有很大的问题。
There was a problem.
第一个，怎么父母亲犯的罪要归到孩子的身上呢？
Why would this give us a problem? Because why would the sin of the parents come upon the child?
这个孩子的死是因为大卫跟别示巴的犯罪。
This child is because of the sin between David and Bathsheba.
跟这个孩子有什么关系呢？
What has anything to do with the child?
就是因为跟这个孩子没有关系。
It's because it has nothing to do with the child.
神的慈爱临到这个孩子。
That God's love came upon this child.
不愿让他在这世上受苦。
That he would not suffer in this world.
因为犯罪的以后所生出来的一个孩子。
Because the child born of sin
以后所造成人家旁目的一个眼光里面
So under the people's eyes
这个是没有很多人能够想到的
These are things that people don't think about much
那么神带领这个孩子走
And God took away the child
看起来是刑罚
Looks like it's a punishment
是神的慈爱
But it's God's mercy
那么大卫最后了解了这一点
David at the end understood this.
他的禁食的祷告是面对神的过程的当中。
In this process of fasting to face the Lord.
当孩子被神带走的时候呢
？When the child was taken away.
啊，大卫就从地上起来，沐浴膏抹膏，换上衣服。
So David stood up and changed clothes and put oil on himself.
这个吩咐人摆饭，他便吃了。
And so he ordered the household to give him food and he ate.
臣仆，你所行的是什么意思呢？
So his servant asked him, why are you doing this way?
孩子活的时候你禁食哭泣。
While the child was alive, you fasted and wept.
孩子死了你倒起来吃饭。
But now that the child is dead, you get up and eat.
这个表示大卫怎么样？我讲说孩子活的时候我禁食哭泣。
So that's when the son was still alive, he fasted and wept.
这个是我一个做父亲的我尽能够做到的事情。
This is something as a father he could have done.
我可以获得耶和华怜悯我。
Maybe the Lord will have mercy.
那么使孩子不死也不一定。
So maybe who knows he will not die.
那么这既然孩子死了，神已经执意带他走了。
So when the son died and the Lord took him away.
我为什么还要禁食呢？
Why should I continue to fast?
所以他非常的尊重神的主权。
So he really honored the Lord's sovereignty.
他讲了一句话很特别。
He said something that's very special.
他说我岂能使他返回呢？
Can I bring him back again?
我不能使他返回的。
I cannot bring him back.
但有一天我必到他那里去。
But one day I will go to him.
他却不能回到我这里。
But he will not return to me.
虽然我是一个王。
Even though I'm a king.
有一天我也必要去那个地方。
I have to go there too.
但我却不能使他回到我这里。
But I cannot make him come back to me.
那么，当然我现在要为这一个神的决定，我们开始认定神的一个决定以后，我开始过我现在应该正确的一个生活。
So I need to submit to the will of God and then live the right way.
更重要的是，罪虽然赦免了。
So more importantly, even though the sin is forgiven,
刑罚是不能的。
But the punishment still comes.
这个刑罚是要让大卫去记住。
So it's for David to remember.
所以这些刑罚里面呢，不是要去罚人家。
So to punishment is not to.Punish somebody.
刑罚真正的一个意义是让大卫真正的记住。
Meaning means for someone like for David to remember.
所以我们看到这个刑罚里面啊，一个开始的时候呢。
So when you see the beginning of the punishment.
大卫曾经讲过呢。
David said before.
这个罪像怎么样？这个缠绕着我。
So it's like cords of death surrounds me.
那么神虽然赦免他的罪。
Even though God forgave his sin.
但是他想起来他。这个使这一个啊人怎么样去这个乌利亚去战争死掉的时候
，So when he made Uriah died in the battle，
这个叫流人血。
This means to shed somebody's blood。
我杀一个人，是我跟我派一个我的将军，我所的将军去被人给杀了。
I sent this man to by using my commander so that he
would die.
It's different。
你就可以看到大卫他被这个罪的辖制。
So we saw that David was bound by the sin.
他从神的安慰里面再一次的告诉，在当罪的辖制的时候，他怎么是解脱出来的
？So from God's comfort, told him how to be escape from this bondage.
我们就看到呢，乌利亚虽然战死亡了。
So we saw that even though Uriah died in the battle,
看见大卫更多的这一个因为罪的捆绑在那个地方。
But we see what happened because of the bondage of sin.
但我们却从诗篇里面看到，罪更多显多的时候，恩典就更多。
We see in some that even those sins, transgression are more, but grace is even higher or more.
这一个是大卫他悔改以后。
This is David after he repented.
神用公义显出他的权势。
God used righteousness to show his authority.
是真正的让大卫能够被这个啊这个这个耶和华所释放。
So that David may be released by the Lord.
这在整个的啊大卫的一个过程里头。
So in David's life,
我们要看到，我们必须要在整个的啊安逸的过程的当中。
So in a time of peace.
要真正的想到神的国度
We need to think about God's kingdom
还要努力的工作
And also work hard
不能因为哎呀开始有满足了
Just because we're satisfied
之后呢我们也看到大卫慢慢他在满足的过程当中他犯了几样的一些罪 重要的罪
We also see David sin several things that are important after he had rest or time or peace
但他却怎么样都真实的在神的面前悔改
But he continued to repent before the Lord
所以神看中大卫他真实的一个悔改的心。
So we saw that God saw David's true repentant heart.
他从这样子的一个过程的当中，他更加的认识神。
So through the process, he knew God even more.
我们就看到呢，那一变成什么一个合神心意的大卫。
That's why David was after God's heart.
我们求神帮助我们对大卫他的经历的一些认识。
May the Lord help us that we understand or know.
也给我们知道我们这一个人在神的面前。
That we know what David experienced also what God has given to each one of us.
面对神给我们的使命。
And the commission given to each one of us.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们的生命里面。
That our lives.
因你的话语。
Because of your word.
让我们重新被建造起来。
We'll be rebuilt.
看见大卫的生命。
We see David's life.
让我们有一个反省
that we may reflect,
让我们尽快的快跟随你
that we may quickly follow you,
回到你的面前来
and come back to you,
愿神你与我们同在
may you be with us,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.